Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I bring you to the last that we are doing in a series of phrases from Psalm 119 that indicate that we are to seek God in the teaching of His statutes to us. Now remember, a statute is a regulation, it's an order, it's a directive aimed to curb behavior that is unseemly, behavior that is wrong. Statutes are the underpinnings of laws. You may say, thou shalt not steal, but there are all types of stealing. And so statutes are established to show the different types, stealing intellectual property, shoplifting, go down the list of all the different statutes that are on the books related to thou shalt not steal. And so we're told in the Scriptures, and specifically seven times in Psalm 119, that we are to seek the Lord to teach us His statutes. I want to share the last section dealing with the last phrase given to us in Psalm 119 concerning the teaching of His statutes, and I want you to see the connection that it has with those who oppress and those who will not keep the law. Listen carefully. Beginning at verse 129, thy statutes or thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Notice, please, rivers of water run down my eyes because they keep not thy law. Better phrase there at the very end, they keep not thy statutes. Rivers of water. How do we respond to those who want nothing to do with the authority of the Word of God, want nothing to do with the statutes of God? Do we weep over that? The psalmist says, I weep, rivers of water run down my eyes because they keep not thy statutes. Listen, we need to be emotionally moved. We need to be emotionally moved when we witness those around us who want nothing to do with the statutes of the Lord. And I'm afraid that many of them reside in churches all across America. Give me Jesus on Sunday, the rest of the time is mine. Don't bother me with all the details. Don't talk about these claims that He has upon me. Nobody has any claims upon me except myself. You are headed toward destruction. And yet God desires for His people to teach, to be taught His statutes, that they might know His heart concerning the truth. And so as we conclude with this last one here, let me ask you this question. Do you seek to be taught the statutes of God? Do you want to know what God wants you to know in His Word? And by the way, are you moved emotionally when those around us seem to not want anything to do with the statutes of God? If you are, then that gives us some sense that you care about the statutes of the Lord, that you care about Him, that you love Him. But also, it gives an indication that perhaps you have been taught the statutes of the Lord. Your prayer should be, from this day forward, Lord, teach me thy statutes. Now, how are you going to do that? He's not going to just teach them to you if you're ignoring this book. You have to be in this Bible. You've got to be studying every day. You've got to search the Scriptures in order to be taught the statutes. He's not going to wave a little magic wand on you and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, those are the statutes that come into my mind. No. That's not how it works. It's diligence on your part, seeking His face and His Word. And then you'll have sensitivities to those around you that don't do that, and then you'll seek to teach them God's Word. May God help us, as we've learned seven times in Psalm 119, to be taught the statutes of the Lord.
Let's take our hymn books this morning and turn to number 680. As we think about our July 4th holiday, we want to sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee, number 680. We'll stand together to sing.